forget to put on my band's new single. I forget that we just had another anniversary. I'm just forgetting everything.
And nobody baked us a cake.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is episode 680, plus or minus one or two. Oh, wow. So, by my best count, yeah.
Well, happy belated anniversary.
To us, yeah, exactly. Right. I'm going to go get a ho-ho after this.
That'll be our cake. Thanks, Pat Gallagher. Yeah. I always tease he's going to make a cake for somebody, so, and then he drops it on the steps in front of his house. But anyway, that's a story for another time. As we welcome you in tonight, our first segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Why don't we have Pat on anymore? We used to bring him in to tell us stories of years gone by of the scene and stuff.
Yeah. The old Novas band.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get an update, huh?
Yeah.
Dig him out of the archives.
dig him out of the archives, yeah.
Hey, Meat Locker Recording Studio, not only can they service you here in the Butler area if you'd like to record something, and whether it's an album, a single, or a demo, but they're also going to be presenting another opportunity for our Grassy Award-winning band to get down and record, fully mixed, mastered, and produced by the Meat Locker Recording Studio with Jim Harpell. And we'll be announcing that at the Band Jam, but here we are. We still have a few days for you to vote for the Grassy.
Yes, and speaking of Jim, and been down there with Jennifer Lynn Baker and her new project that she's about ready to unleash on the world. I can't wait for everybody to hear this. Just such an incredible talent. Anybody who's seen Jay Lynn already knows that, but great songs, and just can't wait. Getting excited for it.
Oh, cool. Can't wait to hear it. Well, and you'll get to hear her at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
I forgot. Yeah.
But and we want to give a shout out as well right around the corner. In addition to the Band Jam, the 7th Annual Music for the Cure, your band, the Noble Hops, will be there. The Ragged Company, who are going to be part of Band Jam, will be there with guests. How about this lineup, huh? Noble Hops, the Ragged Company, and guests, the Shiners, Highway Moon, Black Ridge, and those guys. And that's all for a great cause up in what is known as Sessions at Blueberry Hill. Steve Angert has a beautiful location, basically in his backyard, that he's created into kind of a music amphitheater.
Yeah, and he's already been hard at work getting that ready for the show. And, I mean, that's a hell of a lineup right there. But I've been to several of these. It's just, it is such a great event. I mean, just to go up there and chill out in the shade under the trees and listen to music all day long. It's fantastic.
It really is. It really is. And he does a live stream of that as well. That's coming up. Check out the Facebook page for ticket information. But that'll be a great lineup. Maple Road up in Carnes City. Beautiful location. So stick around for that. And we'll have some information forthcoming. And, of course, our concert calendar. Check that out. But if you want to check out more information on the Band Jam, again, presented in part by Band Together Pittsburgh, who are our primary stage sponsor this year, along with Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies. They are helping to present a new edition of the Band Jam this year with regard to where the stage is going to be, Utah.
Yes, if you look at the venue map at cooperslake.com, you'll see an area called Runestone, and that's where the map, or that's where the stage is going to be. So,
yeah.
It's not just right over the hill, like you've been saying, right over the hill from the bowl, but we're hoping this change just opens things up for everybody a little bit better.
Yeah, you'll be able to bring an easy up, your chair, whatever, and it'll be easy sitting. It'll be more conducive for everybody having the same comforts and being able to see the music play all weekend long. And, of course, Friday night at 5 and all day Saturday is the main event of the Band Jam. But don't miss out on the Ram Automotive-presented singer-songwriter in the round that comes up Thursday, August 21st at 7 o'clock. Five incredibly talented musicians will tell their tales, and you don't have to pay a dime to come out for that. You don't need a ticket for that. Just come out, bring a chair, sit down, bring your favorite beverage. It's going to be a great start to the weekend. And then the rest of the weekend, unless you're 17 and under, you do have to have a ticket to get in.
Yeah, but what a deal. 17 and under are free. So, yeah, you get your family of five, mom and dad, you got to cough up some money. But the kids are free, and they're going to love it out there. They're going to run around. It's just such a cool place to be.
Yeah.
And this is a family-friendly event. We strive to keep it that way. And so just come out and enjoy it. And I heard some school districts finally, I'm glad this is happening, are starting up after Labor Day this year. I mean, I never understood why you would start school like 3 days before Labor Day weekend, and I didn't get that. So that's good news too, because I think that has affected some of our kid attendance, unfortunately. So one more big wow at the band jam with the kids, and then ship them off on the big yellow school bus.
There you go.
And you're clogging up the roadways anyway.
That's right.
Jeez. I'm trying to get in here to do the grassroots show because we record in the morning. Get out of my way. You know, I mean, don't even get me going about the driving every 50 feet to pick a kid up.
In the old days, they used to hike over
and
the mountains.
And those are facts.
Bottom line is, check out thebandjam.com. Hey, before we get into some local music here and our special guest tonight, let's take another visit with another guest that we've had on multiple times in the past, Utah. Shady Lady Productions producing the music for a very special event coming up this first weekend in August.
Yeah, it's our second year that they've brought us on to help them out with this, and love working with this whole team and crew, and that's the Moraine State Regatta, and we have a heck of a lineup coming at you, and Amanda Becker is the organizer over the regatta itself, and she can tell you more about it.
Yes, Amanda Becker is back with us to preview the exciting Moraine Regatta. It is Saturday, August 2nd, Sunday, August 3rd at beautiful Moraine State Park on Lake Arthur and surrounding it. Amanda, welcome back to the Grassroots Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You're from Appleseed Events, and you have been putting together all of the fun under the sun. I guess is that the theme this year, Regatta Under the Sun?
I hope it's under the sun and not under the rain.
Yeah, I think we're all agreeing to that. Hopefully we've gotten all the rain out for this summer, because we've had enough of it for sure. But boy, you have a lot of great events planned for the entire weekend, don't you?
We do. We do. We're really excited. Some new stuff, some familiar things. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, and a lot of music, too. There's going to be a little bit of everything for everyone. This is a fun event for everybody to come out to, and the majority of this is all free of charge to get in, right?
Yeah, it's pretty unique nowadays, I think, to find an event that is free with free parking where you can actually do things for free on site. So we try to provide as many activities as possible for no cost. And I'd like to think there's something for, you know, all ages and all abilities.
Yeah, a little bit of lessons, if you will, if you want to learn how to do, for example, fly fishing. There's an open paddle. There's a lot of different things going on, even some healthy things, too. But you have a vendor marketplace that runs both days. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so you can balance out, you know, all of your recreation, your outdoor recreation and trying new things with, you know, a thing of ice cream or a hot dog or whatever you want, because we have, I think, every kind of food you could imagine in the vendor marketplace. I think we have about 20 different food vendors. And then, of course, there's community vendors as well that are looking forward to meeting new people.
It's truly amazing how many different groups have come together to partner with you. I know you've had great response with sponsorship again, but there's a lot of different unique opportunities for people by a lot of different organizations that are coming out that weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, there definitely are. So we have, of course, since the event is free, there are still a lot of costs associated with the event. So we're grateful to our sponsors who provide for all of this, even things like, you know, event insurance. It's just so expensive, and a lot of things people don't consider, and we call some of that, you know, dirty jobs. Like, we still need to pay for portable toilets and all of those non-glamorous things for the event. So I'll give a quick shout out to some of our top sponsors. It's Armstrong, it's Experience Butler County, Cleveland Cliffs, Early Learning Connections, EAS Roofing, and Oliver Outdoor, and many, many more. Altogether, we have about 100 community partners, and some of those partners are the ones that are providing the free recreation opportunities, which is the part of the event that I'm personally so excited about.
Now, when people come, obviously, we'll talk about where you can find items online, but when people do come out, do you have kind of information tents or booths where people can stop in?
Yeah. So we have one main, we call it the information tent, and it's down right kind of near the water, and we have lots of flags and stuff, and we'll have a site map on our website where they can, you know, find where that is. But we recommend that you stop in an information tent and kind of get the lay of the land, and that's where you can fill out your waiver too, to get a wristband, and then that wristband is free, but it allows you to try a lot of different fun things on site.
Now, you had mentioned to us before last year when we were discussing the regatta. You have a butterfly release event that happens on Sunday. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's a unique event. So you can purchase a butterfly. You can do it ahead of time, or sometimes we have some left on site, and it comes in this little envelope, and it, you know, they're just kind of waking up as you open up this envelope, and it's a really pretty event. My kids love it because it's so cool that they can actually, you know, hold a butterfly and then release it. And then there's the mass release too. So basically you open up this box and these butterflies fly out, and it's really, it's pretty. It's kind of the way that we end the event on Sunday evening, and it's one of the pieces of more of the entertainment that we have on site. You know, not everything is things that people can do and try.
Now, Saturday night, you end with a bang, don't you?
We do. We have fireworks Saturday night. I don't think there's a more beautiful place to see fireworks than over the water. So we have lots of people that view the fireworks from the water, of course, with the appropriate lighting on their boats. And we have some really great live music, thanks to Utah and Shady Lady. So you can listen to music, you know, all day if you want to, and then stick around for the fireworks at the end of the day.
Also, you can learn a little bit about paddling, sailing, and more. But something that is pretty popular nowadays, and especially out at Lake Arthur, folks can come out and learn a little bit about disc golf too, right?
Yes. So that's something that's a little newer this year for us at the Regatta. We kind of had a teaser last year, but we're excited for people to be able to learn. That's not a sport that I personally know a lot about, so I'm excited to learn. But Moraine actually has a disc golf course there on the North Shore. Now the Regatta is on the South Shore, so we'll be setting up kind of a mini course almost where people can learn, and that's one of the many free things that people can try.
Saturday kicks things off event-wise at around 10 in the morning, followed up with the fireworks. But then Sunday, you start a little bit earlier because you might have some runners out at Lake Arthur.
Yes. We have a 5K trail run. I have to emphasize the trail part because it's a little more challenging, but I'd like to think the views are very worth it. So it goes through the Sunken Garden Trail. You can see some nice views of the water. A good way to kick off the morning. And it's for all ages, and there's awards for the top male and female in each age category. It'll be a nice way to kick off the day on Sunday.
So let's talk. You mentioned Shady Lady involved with helping with the music. Let's talk about the music. You're going to have music, a wide variety of styles and performers going to be spread out Saturday and Sunday both.
Yes, we're very excited. So over the past 5 years, the average attendance at the regatta throughout the weekend is 20,000.
Wow.
So, you know, when Utah goes, well, what do you want? Well, I have no idea, because 20,000 people, there's way too many opinions and thoughts. So we told him, you know, find a good variety. We want some great local groups. We want a good mix. And he came up with a really good lineup for us. So I think there's something for just about everybody.
Matt Goodland on Saturday. Folks will know Black Ridge on Saturday as well. You've got the Shiners who are going to be out there later on in the evening on Saturday and throughout the day. On Sunday, too, the music continues, capping off with Jennifer Lynn Baker. Appalachian Honey will be out there. Boy, there, that's perfect for an outdoor regatta, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But just a lot of great music, a lot of blend of music, and it'll accompany some of the fun and even have a group called Flight leading up to the fireworks, which will really have some fun. Common Ground going to be there as well. Just so many different wide variety of activities. Where can people go online and kind of map out their days next weekend, Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes people can get a little overwhelmed when we start to say about all the things that are available there. But it's fun. It's a really large space. So it's not like it gets, I don't think, you know, overwhelmingly crowded, right? You'll be able to find a little space for yourself when you're there. But we recommend people go to our website. So it's MoraineStateParkRegatta.org, or you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And you can kind of come up with a schedule for yourself for the weekend. So, of course, you can come for the whole weekend, but you can come for a few hours. You can come back on Sunday, whatever that is. But there's a full schedule on our website. And there's also a site map on there. And that'll be all updated for this year, kind of showing people where to go. And then parking is right there at the regatta on the South Shore. That's important to note because Moraine State Park is big. And if you go to the other side, it'll take you a little bit of time to get over. But yeah, definitely check it out. There's plenty of things for kids too, like specific activities for kids to learn more about. nature and, you know, fishing. So definitely if you're bringing the family up, check out that schedule because there's certain things that are scheduled at this time.
And will you be doing the car cruises again this year?
We are. Thank you. The car cruise is on Saturday and Sunday. It's free, and the first 50 cars get a dash box. Now, they do accept donations. You can come in if you want, but it should be fun. I heard a rumor that there might be some Jeep clubs attending. So, and we also welcome motorcycles this year. We had that's a pretty place to, you know, ride up to Marin. So I think it'll be pretty great. The other thing that we didn't mention yet that I don't want to forget is our paddle port race. So that's Saturday evening. It's not, people think of a regatta and they think of, you know, motorboats and really loud boats. Well, up at Marin, we do it a little bit differently. So there's a paddle port race that people can participate in, either canoe or a kayak or a stand-up paddleboard.
Check out all the information, MarineStateParkRegatta.org. Amanda Becker, thank you for checking in here, and congratulations on another great year of planning. It's going to be a fun weekend, and we're going to make our keep our fingers crossed that the weather just cooperates, because you've got so many great different events and fun things for the whole family to do and celebrate such a beautiful location, Marine State Park in Lake Arthur.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and we'll look forward to seeing you all first weekend in August.
Once again, that's Amanda Becker from Appleseed Events. She's planning all of the fun and activities at the regatta at Lake Arthur. As far as the music, Saturday, August 2nd, Matt Goodland at 10:30 a.m. Black Ridge will follow at noon. At 2:30, it's Common Ground. The Shiners at 5, Flight at 7:30. Leading right into the fireworks. On Sunday, you'll definitely want to check out Patrick and Joe from Band Together Pittsburgh at 11:15 a.m. Then at 12:30, Appalachian Honey will be there. Jennifer Lynn Baker at 2, and Hey Day will cap off the day beginning at 3:30. So some great music for the regatta at Lake Arthur, and then we'll be getting geared up for the band jam at Cooper's Lake Campground. And hey, as I said, voting for the grassy continuing. Going to do another reflection today leading into the show, because these guys are going to be at band jam for a one-night reunify, kind of get-back-together reunion show performance at the Band Jam. And they call the Band Jam their home. They love it. Two-time Grassy Award-winning band, Anger the Ant, will be there. And let's dig out the first Grassy Award win that they had back in 2016, their song Drunk on Us. And this is pretty cool. I was just at my camp location earlier in the weekend, and a friend of mine spins by. He's got one of those new fancy carts. It's like 8 miles long.
Bumping the speakers.
Yeah, and the speakers are going. He's got a, you know, it's got like a GPS on it, and he pulls up, and he's playing this song, and I'm going, I know that song. That's Anger the Ant, Drunk on Us.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. It was on his, I guess it was on his playlist, so it's kudos there.
You know, another cool story around that song, because believe it or not, I'm a minister as well as being a radio legend here. And but I had the privilege of marrying two of my friends, you know, being over their ceremony.
Yeah.
And Drunk on Us was their song.
Oh, nice.
And so when they had their reception party, me and Jay Lynn were asked to play the show, and Rob Keller as well. I'm sorry. And so we did some, we covered Drunk on Us.
How
covered
about that?
It. Yeah, it was pretty
good
cool
stuff.
For that. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Butchered it. But tried.
Well, come see the originals at the Band Jam. And somebody else that's going to be at the Band Jam.
Yeah. Oh, awesome, man. He's back. Jake Parks. And he was a big part of the 45th anniversary concert we had at the Penn Theater. Big part of that, actually. And I mean, he's just ripping it up, writing songs right and left. And, there might be a surprise with them too. I can't divulge everything.
Okay.
But yeah, looking forward to having them back. I'll never forget the year we had Trash and Sky headline, and Nick Stelter comes running through the crowd with a big American flag, and it was just so cool.
Yeah.
And of course, this idiot here has got his camera pointed at that whole thing. Never pushed record.
Oh,
I'm famous for that. We just did a show. I got the camera all set. This happens all the time. I mean, I never push record.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable. I forget things.
I always get yelled at to hit the button. Hit the record button, Utah. Come on, man. Well, now, hey, you never know what you're going to get from Jake either, because he did a 4th of July salute extraordinaire recently.
That
you got to check out
was
on his
hilarious
Facebook page. Fantastic performance of the Star Spangled Banner on a red, white, and blue guitar.
Yeah, and speaking of that, yeah, visit their YouTube channel, and they're looking for some subscribers. Parks and Company is the name of the band. Yeah, and this is one of their latest songs called Home.
It's right here on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
You see the lightning flash, I feel the world crashing down. You view it as a second chance, I feel the world's going mad. It's not fair, I'm not over, I'm not simple and it's not sober. I'm drunk and laughing low and other stuff. I'm drunk on us and your tattoos with your hairdo.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations. They are one of our Band Jam sponsors again this year. Been part of the show for several years now, and of course are the presenting sponsor as we take you center stage every Friday morning for a Band Jam preview. We always take a listen to a band or a musician who's going to be a part of the event, and that's presented by Cummings Candy and Coffee on the Rock Show Morning Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. Please support Cummings Candy and Coffee because they support local music, and, well, they're just a great, great bunch of folks to do so. I recommend highly the Main Street blend because that's what we start our day and pretty much live all day on as I pull up my coffee cup here because I fill one up in the Yeti, it stays cold or stays hot all day long, and I drink it literally all day long until I move over to beer. That
switch night. Over to beer, yeah. That's right. Say.
Thanks to Cummings. And hey, we are going to take a little trek up to the northwest area of Pennsylvania and introduce ourselves to a guy I think has a little bit of blues in his background. Justin Moyer joining us on the show here tonight. Good evening, Justin.
Hey, good evening. I do have the blues this evening.
Well, we're glad to hear that. We like that. And we are going to find out a little bit about you. Tell us about yourself. You're kind of up in the area right now playing some tunes. Give us some background of Justin Moyer.
Yeah, right now I'm up in Erie, and I'm getting prepared for when I'm not doing music, I do murder mysteries. I produce and write those. So we're getting one ready for one this weekend. And I have another show this weekend in Titusville, Iron Works coming up this week. So yeah, I mean, I usually don't get home a lot. I'm always on the road lately, last, I don't know, 7-8 years. I've been able to take the music around the country pretty regularly.
Writing murder mysteries. Tell us about that. Do you do theater shows, or is this escape rooms? What is it?
I didn't know if that was going to be a segue today, but so what I do is we write original murder mystery shows. We're trying to make them as immersive as possible, get everybody involved. It's grown into a few different things, not just shows, but an escape room type of concept. So that's been growing for the last 8 months now. And I had done it previously with another company that I was with. And so, you know, it's a lot of fun when I'm not doing the music, but, when I do go ahead and play music, it's just like you mentioned, it's blues, jazz style. But some of the stuff you're going to listen to at the very beginning of this show is not still blues. So you're going to see a different side of kind of how I write. Some of it's kind of indie songwriter style.
Okay. What got you into music, Justin? Did you come from a musical family? What was the inspiration?
I did come from a musical family. They were musical in church. They were doing a lot of, my grandmother was a song leader. She was the director of the service. And so she had me come up and sing a lot in church. I went on to competitions and did a lot of singing. And I never really got into playing an instrument until I got into college and was introduced to the guitar by a friend. And I just was all about it for years and years, just doing the acoustic guitar thing, then try to do a band. And then actually when I turned about 30, let's see, I have to remember how old I was when I started that. 2011 is a better way to do that. 2011.
No math on this show.
Yeah. I don't know the years as well, but I can pick up the year I did it. So the looper really broke. That broke everything out for me as far as being able to do this on the road, have an act and have a show. Because now I can put all the parts in, you know, my live shows, I put the bass down, rhythm, putting all the percussion in live, no backtracks, everything's right in front of you. And I started doing it in the style of blues and I started loving it, you know, so much that that's how my live act is. And when I go record, I take advantage of full band and production and stuff like that. But yeah, when I go do live shows, it's looping.
Visiting with Justin Moyer from Northwest Pennsylvania, up in the Erie area right now, here tonight on our Grassroots show. And I got to ask too, because I'm checking over your website. You have something listed as Shoefly Soul. Is that a whole different entity that you do?
Yeah, that would be like when I do go out with a band. That would be the name of the project. Okay. And on that project, I have my keyboard player who you'll hear on two of the tracks today, the last two tracks, Nicholas Nasibian. And Nick is a great piano player. He does a lot of, he teaches for Mercyhurst in their music department, their musical theater department. And so he's tremendous. He has a lot of great music himself. So when we combine our originals, that's actually what we're going to be doing August 3rd at the Erie Jazz and Blues Fest, which we can remind people about later on. But that'll be Shoefly Soul August 3rd at that festival. And it's swing, it's jazz, it's blues, it's all that stuff.
You also play a variety of instruments, too. I was reading a little background that you use an amplified kazoo, even.
Yeah, you know, that's so funny. It's on the bio. Not as much as I used to, because I was afraid I was going to get shocked, actually. If it rained, you know, so I was like, yeah. Well, maybe that's an unsafe choice. But I do still, you know, there's a kazoo, there's a harmonica. We do play mimic a bass sound. But I'm trying to put back in the set. It's a lot to kind of set everything up sometimes and in a timely manner. But I'm trying to find a way to do it. Like, I want to bring the piano back and be able to loop that in there again efficiently. And then the mandolin. I like to pull the mandolin over for lead work and even on some songs, you know, and be able to loop that. The thing is, when you're looping some, you got to be careful when you're looping some instruments that are acoustic instruments. It can be tricky getting the sound decibels not to overlap to the point where you're creating this hum, this underlining hum as you go along, and it just is in the loop and it becomes super annoying. So it's not real clean sounding. So that's the trick with doing that with some of those instruments. Even if you're going direct into a mandolin, it's just still the effect of how it's built, you know. So.
Yeah,
that's a little loop trickery. We sometimes try to have to get around with some of these acoustic stuff, you know, the acoustic instruments.
Yeah. Tell us about A Little Space. We've got one of your tunes here that we're going to kick off with here tonight.
This song was recorded. It's probably one of the oldest songs, these first two songs, but they're probably some of the best songs ever recorded. I want to feature those because I'm sure people haven't heard it, a lot of it. And that A Little Space was done 2008. My friend Tony Lavity, who's out in Portland, Oregon right now, and my friend Dan Wisniewski, who is still in the area on drums. And these first two songs were basically that band. And I still do them today, but it really talks about a song that if you're in a relationship and you just know it's not going to ever work out, and so you know you're getting those signs, like they tell you they need a little space, you know, they're distant. And so then this song's kind of written as like a goodbye letter saying, I understand all that, and so I'm moving on now. And, you know, it's kind of a letter to yourself to make your, you know, and that person to make yourself kind of have some resolve and move on, you know? So that's what this song is about.
A Little Space. It's Justin Moyer visiting with us here tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7 FM.
starts with each new day. I can hear it in my dreams when I lay down. The ground's not there, but your notes are so true. So if you don't mind, cast this one thing of you. Play your song for me, my friend. Yeah, it's so beautiful sounding when you play your song. Cross that ocean just to change your tune. A bittersweet crescendo, you bring me much pain. So if you don't mind, can I ask this whole thing again? Play your song for me, my friend. It's so beautiful sounding when you play your song for me.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Well, we're midway through our Grassroots Show here tonight. If you're just checking in, we are visiting with Justin Moyer from up in the Erie area, northwest area of Pennsylvania. This segment of our show brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette, who are on the, I guess you could say, probably southeast side of the city of Butler. In fact, they overlook the city of Butler, high on the hill and right on the price is their slogan. And they are a great little location that'll, well, as they say, it's grilling season. Put some stuff on your grill, put some stuff on your lunch plate, your dinner plate, whatever you need. Any of the fill-ins or the complete meal. Rose's Super at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, presenting this segment of our show. And I know they'll probably be at Music for the Cure coming up in August.
Yes, that's not far away.
I know.
It's a couple weeks out.
Yeah, August 9th. So stay tuned for more on that with our concert calendar and more. Justin Moyer, we just heard a tune called Play Your Song. Tell us about that song, Justin.
Well, yeah, that song is really about people that I didn't know at the time that I was writing a song about people that were going away forever, ever, ever. So at that time, it was a song that was remembering a relationship that hadn't worked out. And so I really became a song as time went along, where shortly after we recorded this album, my harmonica player, who was from the Pittsburgh area, his name was Graham Austin. And he was with a lot, his dad was with a lot of Pittsburgh bands. And he had joined, you know, the project back then. And we recorded this album, and 3 months later, I got a text from him and it said, "Hey, could you give me a call really quick?" And so I did. And it wasn't him. It was his mom. Hmm. And she told me that he had overdosed the night before.
Oh my.
And he had passed away. And so we had to play the album release song without him, because we had just released his album.
Okay.
Back in 2008. And so then this song started becoming more of a song where, man, you know, I'm going to remember these people, throughout my life at different moments in my life. This is what the song is about. Play your song. Everybody has a song. Their life, really, everyone's life is a song. It's orchestrated a certain way. Every one of them's specific and peculiar, you know? So when I listen to the song, that's kind of what that means to me. And hopefully, you know, you'll find out what that means to you.
Both of these songs that we just heard, A Little Space and Play Your Song, those were from your debut album back then, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I'd say that was the debut album, because I had done an album before that with bands in college, you know, and that was the first one we had done in Erie. It was produced in Erie. It was produced up behind where Grasshopper is by Mark Graziano and Eric Newman at their old studio they had back then. And they had some really great stuff that Sean Hammer had left behind. And they was up there in that studio. And man, it just, they spent so much time on that album, and it turned out great. People still will tell me about this. They listen to this album, which would, you know, and I'm really proud of what we did with it. So.
Then you put out a follow-up album. Was it called Parachute? When did that come out?
Yeah, it was called Reconnect, was the name of the album.
And oh, okay.
Parachute was one of the songs on it, but that came out 2011.
Okay.
And I was trying to do more of a less band-sounding. I wanted to sound more acoustic, more darkly lit, kind of a different album. And I had a violin player, Lewis, who's no longer with us either, Lewis Nicolia, who was with the Erie Phil for many, 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 many years, and with different projects up here. And so that was that would have been the second album.
Now you're working on material now. Are you working, releasing kind of stages of a particular album? Because I see on your website, Conscience 1, and then is there going to be more stories to that? Explain that to us.
Man, good question. Because I'll tell you what, I do have songs that are ready to go. I'm trying to find the time to record them and try to fit this in the schedule. I have a whole blues album that's ready to go. That it's a new album, or I'm ready to do it. Hopefully by the end of the year here. I think I've said that since last year, but things have picked. Yeah, right. That's how it always is. You know?
So relatable. That's all I can tell you.
You know, the theater thing picked up so fast that all my attention was going toward that, and so hopefully we'll get back on track with getting this album laid out. But Conscience has like a few more songs that need to go on that album, Conscience 2.
Okay.
To kind of complete that mini, and hopefully I'll have that out either in the next year or so. So my goal is to really concentrate on getting more released music out here in 2026, if not 2025. So if you're on the YouTube pages or on my website, it's going to be there sooner than later. So.
Well, looking at your schedule, I can see one of the reasons you're so busy. I mean, I see dates from West Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, Tennessee, Missouri, Wisconsin, Iowa. So you're not, you know, you're not just in the northwestern PA area.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And what can tell you that more than anything else is my odometer on my car, on my vehicle, because I think I get. Well, I shouldn't talk about taxes, but my taxable responsibility every year, what I can write off in mileage is pretty incredible. Because my God. So I'm hoping that they never, X that. Hope that never is in a bill. if they take that away from us, I think we're shot, you know?
And the mileage, yeah. Deduction bill.
Not a good thing.
Don't worry. I don't think they listen to us anyway on here. So.
I don't know. They're trying to go after. They just cut. You know, NPR did the right thing. I think it was their PBS or no, WQLN. They went to Netflix. So we're gonna have to start doing like Tubi, show on Tubi.
Tell us about that, the Erie Jazz and Blues Fest coming up in August. You're going to be performing at that. Is that an annual kind of big deal up your way?
Man, it's an annual big deal. They have great. They bring in great national, sometimes world class acts in jazz. So if you really like jazz, and I know the Pittsburgh area. In the Butler area, down in that area, you guys really do love you have a great jazz scene in that around that area. So it's a great place to come up and see music for free. There's no cost to get in the festival. It's one of the rare ones that you can go see that kind of music and you don't have to pay anything. But there's been just some amazing headliners over the years, and I wish I had names for you, but I don't. But there's going to be multiple stages, and we'll have the privilege of playing the festival. And this is, this is our first year getting in the fest. It is kind of hard to get in. There's not a lot of slots. So, we're pretty stoked about it. And we've been working on this set, this specific set with this music and a lot of new stuff you're going to hear, but a lot of the stuff that we've written that you've heard before, between me and Nick and, the instrumentation we have is going to be great. So if you come up on the week, it'll be a whole weekend. I think it's August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Mm-hmm. But you can go ahead and look up Erie Jazz and Blues Fest. You'll find the full schedule online.
Okay. That sounds exciting. Well, congratulations on getting to that point. Where else can Thank we you. Find you? Tell people what website, what Facebook page, where can we find Justin Moyer?
Yeah. So it's just Justin M. O-M-O-Y-A-R dot com is the website. you can also just look me up like that on YouTube, Justin Moyar Music. When you look up YouTube, and that's the page. And I always am sending people to YouTube more than Spotify and stuff, because I'll tell you why. All the videos, the music, shorts, even the merch, everything is right there on your YouTube channel now. So it's pretty handy. I'm a big fan of YouTube, so I send people right to the page.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice website.
Well, thank you.
I was going to ask too, going back to the Conscious One, who did the artwork on that? That's a really cool cover.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take time to shout out to my friend Zach Scully. Every time I get a chance to tell people, so I had the shirt, so merch shirt, you know, I sell a lot of merch on the road. Amazingly, people do buy merch on the road. And the white shirt, it was a white shirt with that logo. And he hand drew that. The story is he took a picture of me at Hippie and the Hound, standing backwards, placed up here in Erie. That's where I met him for this photo shoot. Took a picture of me holding a guitar. Then he drew this with exactly what I told him, what I looked like, a vision for what this song kind of represented. Hmm. And on the right-hand side, it's institutional, kind of like, I don't know, some of the stereotypes, like the, you know, the red party kind of waves around. And then the blue party over here on the left-hand side, all the kind of things that are stereotypical with them. And really, at the end of the day, there's this one goal that everybody's trying to get to. But, you know, everybody believes that we have to be different to get there. So it's amazing that shirt is one of the number one selling shirts I sell. I mean, it sells out every single run. And it's amazing. People were taking pictures of it on the way to the polls when they voted, because they wore it to the polls. Like, I was like, this is awesome. This is freaking awesome. Like, I didn't mean it to throw that in one bit, but the fact they did that, like, made my day. That was awesome.
That's really cool. I'm glad I asked that question.
Yeah.
Well, I admire
it. Yeah, thank you.
Pretty cool stuff. Justin Moyar visiting with us here tonight. Tell us about the song I'll Wait.
So I'll Wait is a song that was recorded by Nick Nesivian. So this version of Shoe Fly Soul, the drummer, Michael Hibbler, you'll actually hear at the Erie Jazz Blues Fest. He'll be with us. And then the violinist that passed away, Louis Nicolia. So I love this song because it really is kind of a nice little swing jazz song. I kind of wanted to accomplish that. And I get a lot of comparisons to, I just forget it. His name slipped my mind, but he's the piano player, Toy Story. Oh, come on. He sings You Got a Friend in Me.
Oh, and Randy Newman?
Newman.
Randy Newman.
Yeah.
So I get comparisons to Randy Newman. I think it's because of this song. Because they don't tell me at what point in the set, but I think it's after I play this. So if you like that style of music, here we go.
Good stuff. And then we'll follow that up with All Night Long. Tell us about that song.
Oh, yeah. And this one's I wanted to do something that was, I like Bo Diddley. When I listen to blues, I'm liking like John Lee Hooker, Bo Diddley. I like what they call folk blues, which is spoken blues, different style blues where you're speaking a lot of words out. There's not a lot of singing. When I put this up for reviews, you go into that review hub or whatever, forget the heck it is. And then people review your song. A lot of people are like, I hate the singing. I'm like, it's not a singing song. It's spoken blues. They hated the vocals. I was like, there's no vocals. So if you like that kind of style, old school kind of lounge blues, we got a lot of great reviews too. But the people that didn't understand it were like, the vocals suck, you know? So there you go.
Well, let's give it a listen. Justin Moyar, we appreciate you checking in here tonight. Wish you the best. Hope to catch up with you soon, but we appreciate you being a part of our Grassroots Show here tonight.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you so much.
Justin Moyar tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com. Thank you.
on this park bench for you, and I'll stay sitting here all afternoon. I'll wait sitting on this park bench for you. Penn Square screaming, now come get it in line. All his food's by the block, 4 miles. I agree with him though, babe, come get it, 'cause I'll be waiting here with a big old smile for you. I'll wait sitting on the park bench for you. I'll stay sitting here all afternoon. I'll stay sitting on this park bench for you. Yeah. A little brain job never hurt nobody, man. I wanna get soaking wet. Don't bring your umbrella, it'll be fun, I'll tell you, man. We're bringing each other out.
downtown, walk down 6th Street, friends, have a good time, go to the store, do it. If I ain't gonna see nothing, alcohol from you. But yeah, I've been thinking.
It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, don't miss out on the 7th Annual Music for the Cure, a tremendous benefit in a beautiful setting and incredible local music. It's coming Saturday, August 9th to the Sessions at Blueberry Hill, 124 Maple Road in Carne City. Check out their Facebook page and scan for tickets or for more information. And see the Noble Hops, The Ragged Company, with guests The Shiners, Highway Moon, Black Ridge, Those Guys, and more. Again, Saturday, August 9th, with on-site camping available. Check into that. It's BYOB, and there will be food vendors. The 7th Annual Music for the Cure in Carne City. 2B's Acoustic have a busy weekend coming up. Friday, August 1st, they'll be at Wheelfish in Pittsburgh from 7 to 10. Saturday, August 2nd, Tavern Pizza, Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue from 7 to 9. And then Sunday, August 3rd, 4 to 8 p.m. at Paradise Island Bowl and Beach Grand Avenue in Pittsburgh. The Rock Done Right Tour focuses on the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through 23rd. Get your tickets now at thebandjam.com. On September 20th, Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records are having their 20th anniversary celebration. Circle the calendar and stay tuned for more. The Marine State Regatta is coming next weekend, August 2nd and 3rd. Lots of live music. Head there Saturday and Sunday to Lake Arthur. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, the Noble Hops are live at Quality Life Services Summer Concert Series in Chicora this Thursday, July 31st. And a happy hour at River Forest Country Club is set for Friday, August 1st. Be sure to stop on out. And Slightly Suspicious are part of the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series, Saturday, August 2nd, featuring Miller Lite Specials, 8 p.m. to 11 and no cover.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight. We want to thank Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, along with Bill Damiano and Build the Scene, presenting our final segment of the show tonight. Of course, Build the Scene, going to be part of the Band Jam sponsorship this year. We mentioned Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies and Ram Automotive and Band Together Pittsburgh earlier. We want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee as well.
Well, and how about the recent McDonald's ticket drop? Right. Congratulations to our winners there.
Yeah. Fun to have some fun with that. Your local McDonald's restaurant's been Band Jam sponsors for a while and doing another ticket drop coming up in August.
Yeah.
Next Friday, we'll be doing another Center Stage preview by Cummings Candy and Coffee. And when you come to the Band Jam, you'll get to meet Bill Damiano from Music from the Build the Scene, and he's also involved in Music from the 412, but their sponsors, along with Scarfire Media and Megan Pennington, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, and don't forget his new YouTube channel, Liberty Corner Tavern, where it is home of the Thirsty Thursdays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, appreciate Mark and the crew's support down there, and really do.
Yeah. Hey, and coming up this Thursday, Quality Life Services, they have multiple locations, but their Chicora location do some special music on the lawn opportunities where you can come out free of charge. And this Thursday night, ye old Noble Hops will be there.
Yes, we will. And we're looking forward to that.
Of course, Ray and the crew, or Roy and the crew, Veterans in Need, they'll be a part of our band jam this year. They'll have a display out there. They've got a couple of more. They're doing the electric bikes.
Yeah, the e-bike raffle's going on right now. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Drusky Entertainment have been a part of Band Jam since year number one, 13 years ago. KEI Dumpster Rental, Bonus Accounting, welcome them. They're going to have a little booth out there as well.
Oh, are they? Cool.
Yeah. And
Will they do my taxes for me if I bring them out that day? Because I am in some trouble.
Well, then you better seek their table and find out a little more information.
Jeez.
But they support a lot of things in the community. We appreciate that. So, and of course, you folks being there, that's the key to it all. Get your tickets at thebandjam.com. 17 and under get in free. You can check out everything you need to know about the Band Jam at thebandjam.com.
And there's only four more days left in voting for the Grassy. Just four more days. So get on it and then come to the Band Jam and find out who won, you know. And, I mean, it's getting so close. We only have one more guest coming up. And then we get into our Band Jam preview shows, believe it or not. Then our Band Jam recovery show, and then we'll try to get back on schedule of things after that. So it's here. It's coming.
Wow. It's always a busy month of August, and always such a great time. Great seeing the musicians and all the folks that love to come out and support local music. We thank you for that. Let's get into some music and a band that has been a headliner at the Band Jam, and they've also received that beautiful award created by our friend Linda Weber that is the Grassy Award itself, the Grassy. Let's go back to 2015. Past Grassy Award winners, the Shiners, who rumor has it, new material coming every once in a while. A great tune that won, can you believe it, a decade ago now.
Yeah, wow, decade ago. Yeah, looking forward to their new material. I was talking to Rob here recently, and he says it's done. And I'm like, well, if you want us to play it, get it to us. So we'd love to get that on. And yeah, every once in a while, what a great song. People still request him, him to play that song. And sticking kind of in that wild theme, I've been revisiting this song here recently. And he just did a pop-up show here not too long ago. At the Fieldhouse in Cabot, and that's Mr. Isaac Cole.
Ooh.
And I just this song, A Little While, that he wrote, and I remember when we were talking to him about that album, he says, yeah, because he co-wrote, I think, most of the rest of the album, but this was one he did on his own. To me, it's a standout. It's just, what a song. I can't say enough about the song, A Little While. I mean, great stuff.
What a talented musician. It's been fun watching him grow up as a very young man with the desire to share music, and look at what he's become.
I was just telling that story the other day. Like, I remember I was part of, with the radio station here on the Colgate Country Showdowns way back then, and it became Texaco Showdown or something like that. But he's 8 or 10 years old, and he starts showing up at these things every single year, competing and grinding it out, learning and growing and becoming the musician he is today. He's fantastic.
Now he lives down in Nashville, but he still doesn't forget his backyard. That's great stuff. And we will see you again next Sunday night. Well, by that time, Grassy voting will have ended, so make sure you vote now, 977rocks.com, and we'll see you on the Grassroots Show next Sunday night, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station 977. And don't forget, show streams 977rocks.com, and you can always pull it up for playback as of midday Mondays each and every week, and all of our old episodes at 977rocks.com.
Smile, and I reach under the bed and pull out his old guitar. dark. When I open the gates, I can see his face, as the smell of his pale cigarettes fills the room. Yeah, every once in a while, I think about his smile. Now reach under the bed and pull out this old guitar. When I open the case, I can see his face, as the smell of stale cigarettes fills the room. As I strum the strings, I begin to sing as a teardrop falls from my eye. I'm a stone's throw from Nashville and a good day's drive from home. I moved down here when I was 18. I don't get to see my family or my friends I grew up with, but maybe a few times in a year. I lost my old pup this last fall, Lord, it hit out of the blue. It's funny how 13 years seems to fly right by. Man, I still remember it all. It's a hard living. The cost of living's going up. Seems it gets worse every year. Every trip around the sun goes faster each time. Like this old world's picking up speed. Good dogs grow old, good trucks get tired, and good things only last a little while. Found it, this thing called love. She didn't feel the same way. Sometimes I see her driving around this little old town in that made up blue Chevrolet. It's a hard living, the cost of living's going. It gets worse every year. Every trip around the sun goes faster each time. Like this old world's picking up speed. Good dogs grow old, good trucks get tired, good things only last a little while. Phone. I call mom and dad. Make sure your heart is with the man upstairs. 'Cause it's a hard living. The cost of living's going up. Seems it gets worse every year. So world's picking up.